America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We are broadcasting live from The Score. Hyundai Studios brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for that. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, Election Day. Get out and vote.
It is Election Day. It's NFL trade deadline day. The Bears have already made one move. There's going to be something big happening at some point, somewhere.
I don't know about that.
And thank you to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
I'm not a dummy.
David clarifying it, and we all know that. And thank you to Brandon Fryer for cutting that tape the second you said it. Did you see him run?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Thanks, Brandon.
Bull Station here attending this game to get a sandwich.
No, I think it's a hot dog. I'm pretty sure it's a hot dog.
You got bread and you got meat, and it's a sandwich. And let's see what George can do. It is up and it is good.
So is a hot dog a sandwich? Are we back to that one? I don't know the answer, but I know that it's a Layla Tuesday at the Hidden House. And Marshall Harris, it's always a joy.
How you guys doing?
See, out of sight, out of mind.
Don't do that.
Dan gets put in the penalty box.
We are very well. Thank you.
I think it's pretty funny.
Not even a sound effect.
No, we didn't. There you go. It's Dan Bernstein.
Okay.
He's not in here.
I love how hard Chuck pushed in there with that flex. He wasn't even asking. He's made up his mind. He is saying, you got meat, you got bread, it's a sandwich.
I say no, because you have to have, a sandwich is open on all sides.
I mean, I don't really care. It's interesting that that's something about which Chuck Swirsky, of all people, feels that strongly.
It's got to be open. So my croissant sandwich that's perforated on the one side is not a sandwich?
No, it is, because it's implication.
Croissant is
that's
a sandwich.
That's just a style point. Yeah, but like the hot dog is purposeful. Like
what about a Shake Shack?
Chicken sandwich or a burger.
Yeah, a taco is purposeful.
David is the master of the hot dog. Is it a sandwich or not?
No, it's not a sandwich.
I don't think it's a sandwich.
There aren't many things that I feel this strongly about, but I will not brook any further discussion.
There's no hard and fast rule you can present to me, because you start talking about things, it's implied. You can say that about a lot of things. A lot of things are implied.
Yeah.
A hot dog is not. Like, you don't, there on no planet does a hot dog have two, like, the sides of the bun are cut all the way through, and then, no.
You didn't grow up in a black household.
That's how it is. In Europe, both the hot dogs and the buns are cut.
Wait, it was cut all the way through?
Mostly, yeah. It's split.
Let me tell you something.
That split, yes, that's understood, but.
Yeah, hot dog buns aren't for everybody.
The hot dog itself is split.
Yeah, the hot dog is split.
That's different.
That's split, and the bun is completely, each part is separate.
Because like then you could argue a taco is a sandwich. Is my point. Like that's the same construction of a wrap.
I just guarantee you, Chuck will tell you there's a definitive answer to that.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm with Chuck.
Today of all days, I would love to embrace that debate. Anything but anything else.
Not the debate on whether or not the Bears should make more trades.
Yes. Okay, also that debate. That will also be something I will engage in.
Not the debate on whether Boise State deserves to be in the top 12 in the
that's
first
an interesting
I hear the college football
that,
playoff.
That,
is
you see their only loss, right?
Yeah.
You see the schedule some of these other teams have played.
Six o'clock tonight, we will find out.
I think it's
to say Indiana has one loss at the end of the season. Well, they'd have two losses, actually, because they go to the Big Ten championship game if their only loss is to Ohio State.
You don't
think
they're going
to
win that?
I don't think they're going to win that. Against Oregon, no, they wouldn't win.
Yeah.
So they have two losses. Boise State just goes the rest of the way and only has one loss. Who deserves in more, Indiana or Boise State?
If they're going to give it to Indiana.
Well, I think Boise State, doesn't they have an automatic path in there?
They have to be one of the top five conference champions.
But I think if Indiana's only losses are to Oregon and Ohio State, they have a legitimate claim to be in the 12. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How many three-loss
SEC teams
should make it.
Zilch. Maybe one. It depends on where these other teams get their losses.
Zero.
So
I agree
a two-loss Indiana team that hasn't beaten – what's Indiana's best win?
Probably
– Exactly. So
I'm just thinking. It would.
Hey, you play your schedule,
Marshall,
man. You play your schedule.
That what November football feels like in Bloomington, okay? Chill.
I was saying, because Penn State's best win is probably Illinois.
Okay.
Illinois just lost to Minnesota.
Okay. So if Alabama's lost to Vanderbilt, is why you're going to keep Alabama out if they lose to LSU, per se.
You can't include a three-loss team, regardless of the conference affiliation, if you have other one-loss or two-loss teams that are ranked ahead of them.
See, one loss, I'll agree with you on.
Conferences.
One loss, I'll agree with you on.
But if it's a two-loss team,
case by case,
yes, I think it's going to come down to a bunch of two and three-loss teams.
But if you're three losses, I think get out.
The SEC showed you last year
also
that just being in the SEC is not good enough.
Alabama and LSU.
But they also showed me Florida State could go on
and they play on Saturday.
Not, no,
it's an elimination.
Florida State was undefeated. But I'm saying SEC did struggle.
Wait, what'd you say?
Alabama is at LSU on Saturday.
It feels like a playoff game. It feels like a playoff game.
David said that's elimination.
It is.
It could be. It could be.
Georgia,
especially if LSU loses.
Ole Miss has two losses. What if they win against Georgia?
Well, I sincerely doubt that.
I'm saying it's going to get messier before it gets cleaner.
Yes.
And that was my point. And I I'm here for all of it because I've been telling people for years we need a playoff. And this one, I like it. I don't love certain parts of it, but I like where we are. And I like where we're headed with college football right now.
I don't disagree with that. I think this year has been fantastic in terms of the product. There are things about the process or the system that are still worth debating and fixing and regulating. But I think overall, what you see on Saturdays and Sundays and Mondays and Tuesday nights, Maction, baby.
Yeah,
you got to like it.
Yeah. Miami of Ohio at Ball State. Yeah.
Is that what we got tonight?
That's what we got tonight.
Is it in Athens? Where is it?
Muncie. Sure.
It's in Muncie. Oh, it's in Muncie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Muncie.
When it comes to college football, I am for it.
Wow.
And that's my
stance. Texas native. Just trying to, yeah.
I'm Layla Rahimi, and I approve that message.
I want Washington State to get in just to be like, forget all y'all.
Dan, while we were talking here, you went silent. I assume you've gotten about six messages to throw some money in the till. Is that it? A lot of political people.
No, I've blocked all of those texts.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah, I've blocked all of them.
Oh, yeah, delete.
You guys don't reply sometimes? No. I definitely reply.
I just forward mine to Dan.
No, it's pretty easy just to, once you reply and get off all of those lists. I know where my, if we donate, I know where it's going, and I'm not usually susceptible to these automatic pleas, so.
I'm a political nerd, so this is a great day in terms of anticipation and just following along. That's why I got my Clayton Bisbee special on today. It's a good day. It's a good day. We're gonna find some things out, and maybe not today, maybe tomorrow, the next day. But this week we're going to find some things out.
Yeah, I think we're going to know. There's some tells early in some of the bellwether counties that everybody has circled just to see if the lose by less strategy in the rural areas was worth all of that money, because that's where a lot of the money went.
What have you today?
Fortunately, none of that.
Well, we have a... We have the Bears did something. They did something. Yep. Just what we wanted. They didn't fire their coaches, but they made a deal. Okay, we'll see what that portends. Layla is going to present to us a thesis for peer review.
I think it's more of a summary, but it gets us from point A to B.
And Patrick Manley at 11. We have some Cubs talk, because there's a lot of Cubs news. Jed Hoyer is talking about how they're going to try to always win on the margins. Awesome. Yeah. High noon at 11:45. TJ Edwards will make his weekly appearance at noon. We'll talk about the Bulls last night. I think that was sort of a signature game. That's the kind of game you want out of the Bulls this year. Tim Jenkins will break everything down at 1, and we'll stay on top of everything.
Have a great show.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback, on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.